Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
On the circumstances. And guess what? The circumstances will ultimately change. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. There it is. Oftentimes we've not been patient enough to wait upon God. Had Abraham and Sarah waited? Think about this a moment. Abraham was having children even after Sarah went to be with the Lord. Keturah. He had five children by her. So our faith is in his word. Hebrews 11:3. Say it with me. My faith is in his word. Say it again. My faith is in the word of God. And it is vitally important that you know the word. It doesn't mean that we have to be scholars. But you need to know the word. And I don't mean just have memorized a few verses or that you can quote but not live. You can tell other folk and they think you're smart, but that's all you know. I'm talking about the knowing, which is the word epignosis. That's experiential. In other words, you've experienced the word. You know what, you understand me? You experience the word. You see the word working. That's knowing. You know, a lot of people can quote stuff they never experienced. Never seen, just heard, and sounds good. Makes you look like you know something. We're talking epignosis. God always speaks from knowing. Never questioning, wavering. With him is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Now I want you to think about this a moment. God's given us his word. We're going to look at it because when you cross over, there's another aspect, another characteristic that becomes very strong with you, and that is the spirit of boldness. And I'm not talking about getting loud. Now, there are times we need to lift our voice. At times we need to be loud with the enemy, but I'm not talking about just getting loud. Because a lot of loud people are really fearful. And they hide their fear behind their loudness. I'm talking about being bold to stand your ground, even when you're silent. See, a lot of times your silence will speak of your boldness. When you carry boldness in your heart, and we'll get to it, you enter a room, people will know it. When you walk in these things, certain things won't come your direction. Because spirit's no spirit. People won't say certain things to you. They won't act certain ways toward you. But now if you're in the process, if you're going through the molding process, then you may be getting bombarded from every direction. And you probably reacted. You had to repent. Because somebody tell them, repent quickly. Get back up. And you fall again. Get back up. Because after a while, you're going to find yourself being able to stand. It's like a child beginning to walk. You see children, the first steps they take, it'd be one little old crooked step. Boom. Well, they got confidence now. And after a while, a few days later, they 2-3 steps. Boom. After a while, they stay with it. After a while, they're walking. Then they're running. Then they're into everything. Your faith. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand. Boy, that's a message. That's a book right there. Through faith, we understand. Let me pause there for a moment. It's through faith that you will start to understand things. If you don't read or allow the Word of God to come into your eye gate in faith, you're not going to understand it anyway. That's why people without faith, they read the Bible from front to back, memorize stuff, and won't know anything about anything in it except the Bible stories. No revelation. It's through faith we understand. That's why we've been given a measure of faith. And you exercise it, it'll start impacting and influencing more and more of your domain, wherever you are, every area of your life. That's how the just shall live by what? Say it again, by what? Say it like you mean it, by what? Not by sight, not by feeling. Sight and feeling comes and goes and sometimes tries to distract us or imprison us. But we break through by faith. That's why you always have to have something ahead of you. You know, I like to say it this way. I have this mic in my hand. This is what I have. But I'm always out here. My wife will tell you, I'm always out here. There's something beyond. And it had nothing to do with greed. It has to do with keeping faith alive. And God doesn't want you just camping where you are now. Even though you come out of this wonderful conference, don't camp here. Tell somebody, this ain't where we stop. We just got across. Now we got to check out this land. Now we got to check out this promised land. Now we got to check out what God has over here. There's something greater over here. There's more of God. There's parts of God you hadn't explored yet. There's stuff he wanted to tell you he couldn't tell you on the other side. He blessed you over there. Now come on over here and see what he's got for you. Amen? Tell somebody it's going to get gooder and gooder and gooder. Emphasis on gooder. All right? That verse again. Through faith we understand. This is where it begins. Without faith, you can't please God. He that comes to God must first believe. So, it's almost, I don't know if this is an oxymoron. Faith and patience. See, that's a sign of maturity. Well, you can still be believing, but you ain't in no hurry. Because a lot of time when a person is immature in faith and they're in a hurry, they break all kind of protocols in the spirit. They forget about people. They forget about stuff. They break stuff because they believe in God. But you left something out. You hit a home run, but you missed second base. So it takes patience. I tell you, that thing will make you, it'll give you stature in the spirit. When you let patience, amen, and all along rejoicing in the journey. See, a child can't wait. Are we there yet? We ain't out the driveway yet. What about are we there yet? I'm hungry. I use the bathroom. But when you can couple your faith, when you can see your destination, and you can right there have patience. Ain't troubled about it. Ain't worried about how long. Ain't concerned with how is it going to happen. That's a sign or an indication of a measure of maturity. Because patience has to have her perfect work. We talked about this before. Patience is a woman. Is a her, and she'll do a number on you. But because she's a her, she's not an initiate by nature. You have to let her. You understand? That's why she's called a her. Patience ain't gonna work while you complaining. The get off of you, you can complain. You can complain the pressure off of you. But you ain't changed, man. It's gotten worse. It's coming back twofold. You can never get right doing wrong. Doesn't matter right now. Own up to it. You got to take control of your thoughts, your words, your motives. You got to take control of them. Let patience, James says, have her perfect work that you may be perfect or complete or mature, perfect and entire, hear me, lacking nothing. It ain't just your faith. You can use your faith and leave a trail of dead bodies behind you, broken relationships, and all that stuff using your faith. And now we walk by faith. But you got to couple patience with it. Why? That's what perfects you. That's what matures you. God got to take the love of money out of your heart before he starts giving you money. I forget who it was. Money. I see dollar signs. Yeah, take that from you. That cannot be an issue. Why? Where does it come through? Patience. I like to say it this way. Going so long, doing so much for so long with so little, you qualify. Amen. To where when it starts to come to you, you're looking to God. You're looking to be a blessing. Amen. So faith and patience. All right, so the first one, your faith is in his word. James also says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. The farmer, when he plants his seed, has long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. He doesn't put his seed in the ground and dig it up to see what's happening. Put that seed in the ground, let the rain come, let the water come, and let the seed do what it does. Amen? Now, number two, your trust is in God's nature. This is a sign that you've crossed over. Your trust is in God's nature, in his attributes, in his character. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. Tell somebody right now, I trust in God's nature. God doesn't lie. God doesn't pretend. God doesn't tease you. It's a matter of whether we really believe. It's like praying. When prayer is not answered, it's because the structure, the pattern inside of you was not, let me say, equal to the prayer you prayed. No, you prayed amiss. And more than likely, you got back, or what manifested was what was in you. But that's why I said, when you pray, believe. Believe what you say.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.